Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's 3 days until Christmas, and, like me, you might be wrapping presents, stringing up fairy lights, and doing mental risk assessments about how COVID-safe it really is to see friends or family this holiday. Or you might be using a welcome few days break from work to start thinking about your personal finances. This is where Money Clinic could fit into your life. This week, I don't have a guest on the show, but I do have a quick fable for you. The Money Clinic Christmas Carol. I am Claire Barrett, the ghost of Money Clinic past, here to help you look into previous episodes of the podcast for some prescient wisdom on financial conundrums you may currently be facing. Seriously, there have been some excellent episodes and brilliant guests and experts over the past few months talking candidly about everything from getting started in investing.
You know, investing has to be when you have millions, and then you can, you know, invest millions and make millions as well. I don't think it's ever been advertised as quite an attractive or friendly environment, I suppose.
To sorting out couples' finances when moving in together.
I want to know how we decide what's fair when one person moves in to another person's property. I'd feel a bit strange if he suddenly became a half owner without having put half of the money in.
To an inside look into the world of online money fraud.
It's usually on Snapchat or Instagram, and you'll get people just sort of coming up to you and going, "You want to make 300 quid easy?" You know, like, and essentially what they ask is you can go and set up a bank account with Metro or Monzo or whatever. They transfer huge sums of money into it. So what on earth is he trying to do with that money?
Now, as the ghost of Money Clinic present, I have come to encourage you to start thinking about how you can make the most of your finances. As the new year looms, we'll be bringing you an episode that can help you take a fresh leap into 2021 with some expert tips on the new year's resolutions you can make for your finances.
Now that we've got the year behind us, what can we do with our money now to make sure it's working as hard for us as possible?
Listen out for that one on December 31st. Last but not least, to end my Yuletide tale, I bring you the Ghost of Money Clinic feature, a call out to listeners with financial questions of all shapes and sizes to come and be a guest on the podcast. I want to hear from you. If you'd like to be on the show, please send me an email, money@ft.com. So happy holidays, and here's wishing you and yours a peaceful and hopefully profitable new year in 2021. Goodbye.